me. Listening to KDRT 95.7 in Davis, California. Listening Lyrics is the name of the show. I'm your host, Peter Pastore, and in the background, you're hearing a song called Emmanuel by Michel Colombier, from a French composer. I was going to say he's a French composer out of France, but I caught myself. Hey, you adorable listeners out there, and you are adorable, each and every one of you. We have a different kind of show for you today. I've asked a few people that I know and that I respect their judgment in music and asked them to pick their favorite songs. One song. Give me a short description why, and that's the important part in this. It just shows you how music can affect you in so many ways. And we're going to start off with someone that is a music professor right here in Davis, California. That's going to be second. Oh, boy, I'm jumping way ahead. We're going to start off with my cousin. I asked my cousin in Holland, Karen Pastoor-Holzebusch, and she has been in a choir for most of her life, and I thought, you know, let's make this a little bit international. So she picked a song called Laatme, which translated from Dutch means let me, and it's sung by a group called Alderliefste. And it's a French group, but actually a duo, a lady and a man, along with a Rumsey Shuffy, who made the song popular in Holland some years ago. The song itself was written by Peter de Boer and Alice Donna. But here's the thing. Here's why she picked this song. She says this is one of the most beautiful songs sung by Rumsey Shuffy, together with his duo partner and greatest love, Lisbeth. Because of his way of life, he was a complete alcoholic, a very rough life with booze, good-looking men, cafes. He ended up in a nursing home later in life with a nerve disease called Korsakoff. Well, this recording that she sent me, he sang a few months before his death, very spontaneous, without any form of rehearsal beforehand. Everyone was so intensely happy because you couldn't have a normal conversation with him, but the song came straight from his heart. One of the most beautiful songs because it sings about your freedom, and that's what the song does. He had a rough life. He abused himself, but he's telling people in this song, let me live the way I want to live. So now he can hardly speak. He's not almost nonverbal. They bring him to the recording studio to watch this other pair sing it, and he chimes in. So you'll hear the French version of the song starts off with the two younger singers singing, and then you hear him. And when you hear him say those words, "Lot me," you listen and just think he's saying, "Let me live my life." Here we go, "Lot me."
Moi qui ai vécu sans scrupules, je devrais mourir sans remords. J'ai fait mon plein de crépuscules, je ne devrais pas crier encore.
Moi, le païen, le pauvre diable, qui prenait Satan pour un bleu. Je rends mon âme la tête basse, la mort me tire par les cheveux. Vivre,
vivre, même sans soleil, même sans été. Vivre,
vivre, c'est ma dernière volonté.
Ik zal mijn vrienden niet vergeten, want wie me lief is, blijft me lief. En waar ze wonen, moest ik weten, maar ik verloor hun laatste brief. Ik zal ze heus wel weer ontmoeten, misschien vandaag, misschien over een jaar. Ik zal ze kussen en begroeten, komt vanzelf weer voor elkaar. Laat me
vivre,
laat me
vivre,
laat me mijn eigen
met
gang maar gaan.
Met zon,
laat me
vivre,
vivre,
laat me. Ik heb het altijd zo gedaan.
J'avais le blasphème facile, et j'entends d'ici mes copains crier le traître, l'imbécile. Il meurt comme un vulgaire chrétien.
Ik hou van water en van aarde. Ik hou van schamel en van duur. Er is geen stuiver die ik spaarde. Ik leef gewoon van uur tot uur. Laat me, laat me, laat me mijn eigen gang maar gaan. Laat me. Laat me, ik heb het altijd zo gedaan.
Je vois de la lumière noire, c'est ce qu'a dit le père Hugo.
Moi qui ne pense pas à l'histoire, je manque d'esprit, d'à propos.
Voorlopig blijf ik nog jouw genre. Jouw zwarte schaap, jouw trouwe fan. Ik blijf nog lang, en liefst nog langer. Maar laat mij blijven wie ik ben.
Ramsey Shafi. He ended up with saying, "Let me." I've always done it that way. And you know what? That song actually is sort of a little bit like the Dutch people themselves. Let me do what I want. And if you're not bothering someone else, go for it. Nice pick, Karen. Thank you very much. Well, we got to keep rolling here now, don't we? We're going to have to now go with what I mentioned inadvertently as we opened the show with Carol Hess. And she writes about her favorite song, Somewhere Over the Rainbow by Harold Arlen. Carol is a professor of music department at UC Davis. She teaches mainly classical music, but a few years ago, she discovered that students love the classics, the Broadway and film musicals. Wow, she says, I had no choice but to design a course on the subject. And of course, if you're talking about musicals, The Wizard of Oz comes up. So, she goes on, that's where many people first hear the song Somewhere Over the Rainbow. I find so much to admire, the octave sweep at the very beginning of the refrain, which to my ears suggests a yearning, reaching for something that isn't quite real. The singer climbs back and forth, singing that same high note more than once, but then going back down into that lower register again. Then, at the very end, if happy little bluebirds fly, the notes are so much closer together. As a result, the song is by no means easy to sing, which is why the performance by the 16-year-old Judy Garland in The Wizard of Oz is so spectacular. Not only that, she goes on and says, but her little dog Toto is practically an equal partner, offering his paw at particularly important moments. The lyrics by Yip Harburg are wistful. A land that I hear of once in a lullaby. Does that mean that whatever lies over the rainbow is more dream than reality? Yet another line tells us, dare to dream. So the dream can be real if we want to make it so. Many people have interpreted the lyrics just that way. Somewhere Over the Rainbow has become an anthem of hope for causes as varied as gay rights, Hawaiian autonomy. The song has also served as a plea to end gun violence, as the album Sandy Hook, Somewhere Over the Rainbow shows. It's sung by Catherine McPhee, and that's the one we're going to play for you. Often a musical contains what we call an I Want song. A singer longs for love, comfort, happiness. Somewhere Over the Rainbow is the perfect I Want song. With its generous vocal range and lyrics with multiple meanings, it speaks to many wants for many people all of whom are looking for whatever they believe lies over the rainbow.
Up the skyway, there's a rainbow highway to be found, leading from your windowpane, just a step beyond the
Somewhere Over the Rainbow, Catherine McPhee. Thank you, Catherine, for singing that. And thank you, Carol, for bringing up that song. Carol is a neighbor of mine, a wonderful neighbor of mine. Well, let's move on. We're going to kind of change up things here a little bit. We're going to go with something that Rod Rodriguez sent to us. And Rod is a fellow DJ here on KDRT. And he selects The Wheel, a song written by Robert Hunter and Jerry Garcia composition that first made its appearance on Jerry Garcia's first solo album, Garcia. Released in July of 72, the album combines Jerry's love for folk, country, blues, rock, and jazz, and acid-tinged exploratory sounds. Considered a true solo album, with the exception of the drums, which were handled by the Grateful Dead's Bill Kreutzmann, Jerry played every instrument and created every sound on the record. So listen to the different sounds when we play this. Additionally, Robert wrote the majority of the lyrics to the song in live time as it was being played. As a testament to the strength and craftsmanship of the songs, nearly each tune from the album remained in the Grateful Dead's live performance repertoire until the end. He's just going to share a few lyrics that are in the song, and I'll share that with you right now. Small wheel turning by the fire and rod, big wheel turning by the grace of God. Every time that wheel turn round, bound to cover just a little more ground. The wheel is turning and you can't slow down. You can't go and you can't hold back. You can't go back and you can't stand still. If the thunder don't get you, then the lightning will. The wheel from the very first time Rod heard it seems to serve as an apt allegory representation of our journey through life. We are all born into this wonderful world in a beautiful state of purity. Then the journey begins. On the journey, we lay a foundation of our life house, choosing many paths, pass through many gates while accumulating a multitude of experiences on the way. In a visual sense of my wheel, I am the central hub. My experiences are the spokes, and the outer tread is is woven into the tapestry of all and everything. Positives, negatives, enrichment, fulfillment, success, failure, blissful joy, sorrow, it's all there for me to keep on rolling. Sometimes I'm on a shining plus side of what you want to hold on to and just fly. Sometimes it can be dark and unnerving, and you want to let go before you crash into the ditch. When you are younger and in your prime, your wheel is like a well-oiled machine. But as you get a little older, your wheel may require repairs and adjustments. But it always seems to get you where you desire to go. Age by age, the ancient wheel for us creaks and turns. And he adds a small note here. In the song, Jerry's awesome blend of electric and acoustic guitars, the bass, piano, pedal steel, and gorgeous layered vocal harmonies never fail to just take me away, he says, to a soothing state of bliss. The part I can't get over on all of this is that he sang the lyrics without, just on the fly. It's hard to believe. Wheel, Jerry Garcia. Thank you, Rod, for sharing that with us. And Rod, if you're listening, I'm glad one of my spokes reached out and touched one of your spokes. Keep turning. All right, next up, Preacher. Yep. Now, Preacher is a nickname, as he always says. It's certainly not a title. You know, Preacher is a fellow I've known for a while now, and if Preacher walks in the room, he sort of takes over the room. His big smile, his personality, his charm, and I get why he picked this song. So I'm gonna tell you what he says about it. Preacher picked "A Change Is Gonna Come" by Sam Cooke. Now that song didn't just introduce a lot of white Americans to soul music; it introduced a lot of people living around the world to soul music. Well, anyways, Preacher, growing up in Lillian Guy's house, my mother, there were two genres allowed, gospel and Motown. And he goes on to say, I'm not sure if Motown is a genre, but we get it. It was really hard to pick one song as my favorite, but this song brings back so many memories of my childhood and makes me feel like I always have hope and makes me feel good. Mama's no longer with me, but this song resonates with strong roots in the civil rights movement, but it is as important today as it was then. Motown has done something that many genres cannot. It's timeless and crosses many demographics of people. Everyone loves Motown. Sam Cooke, "Change" is one of my favorite songs that's also a mantra for my life.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. 'Cause I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. Then I go to my brother and I say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Lord, there have been times it's been a
a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will.
Sam Cooke, a change is gonna come. Thank you, Preacher, for selecting this truly awesome, awesome song. Preacher, keep on smiling, keep on hoping, and we'll see you around Davis. Adorable listeners, I want to thank you all for listening. You're listening to KDRT 95.7 in Davis, California. Listening Lyrics is the name of the show. I'm your host, Peter Pasteur, this whole hour. And I am playing songs that I've asked people that I respect their music. I've asked had them to pick their favorite music, any genre, and tell me why. And it's the story that really makes this. So for everyone that has submitted something, thank you. And we're going to keep going here. This time, we're going to go down to Huntington Beach. That's where someone by the name of Ed Branham lives. Ed's a good friend of mine. Known him quite a few years. And I asked him. Well, he came up with the Traveling Wilburys, End of the Line. So Ed writes, to me, the song End of the Line represents the essence of collaboration between Bob Dylan, George Harrison, Jeff Lynne, Roy Orbison, and Tom Petty, five of the world's most renowned musicians, singers, and songwriters, each having already enjoyed an illustrious career of musical stardom, either individually, like Bob Dylan and Roy Orbison, or as members of supergroups, such as George Harrison with the Beatles, Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, and Jeff Lynne with Electric Light Company Orchestra. Then all electing to step away from their individual pursuits to join their amazing collective talents in a new and equally profound manner. Excuse me there, I had a little itch in my throat. Maybe it's because I'm approaching my seventh decade of life. Gee, Ed, I didn't know you were that old. But to me, End of the Line has a beautiful lyrical rhythm, delivering a folksy wisdom emanating from five musical legends sharing their life experiences. The song was cleverly written based on a railroad theme, with End of the Line representing the train's last stop. And truly it was. The song ultimately became a eulogy of sorts for Roy Orbison, one of the world's most recognizable voices, who died just six weeks after the song was released. Though not relevant for this radio broadcast, I must admit I enjoy listening to the End of the Line while watching the music video produced a few months after Orbison's death. To me, the video showcases these iconic musicians delivering a shared musical message in a relaxed, artistic atmosphere that can only be found while jamming with a group of good friends. Nothing fancy, just an occasional nod or smile between them as George, Roy, and Jeff take turns singing the chorus and joining Bob on backup as Tom sings the verses while staring out the window, seeing time and distance pass. Ultimately, watching the train get closer to the end of the line, most poignant to me is a guitar sitting in an empty rocking chair as it swayed back and forth to the beat of the music, and a picture of Roy Orbison on the table in the background. Well, all in all, Ed says this is his favorite song.
Well, it's all. As long as you lend a hand.
tell you everything. Sit around and wonder what tomorrow will bring. Maybe a diamond ring.
Well, it's all right, even if they say you're wrong.
Somewhere down the road when somebody plays
at the end of the line,
purple haze.
Well, it's all right, even when push comes to shove. Well, it's all right, if you got someone to love. Well, it's all right, everything will work out fine. Well, it's all right, we're going to the end of the line.
Ashamed of the car I drive.
The end of the line.
I'm just glad to be here, happy to feel that.
At the end of the line, of the line.
And it don't matter if you're by my side.
Choo, chooka chooka choo. That song almost sounds like a train going down. Chooka chooka choo, running over those tracks. End of the line, picked by Ed. Thank you, Ed, and may there be a few more stops in your train ride before the end of the line. Well, we got to keep going here, don't we? We got three more before this show ends, and three good ones. So John Carroll, someone I've known a few years now, he's also one of the members of a very select group of people here in Davis, and that is he belongs to a coffee clutch that I join, and there's five of us, and we meet every Wednesday morning at the University Airport, and we talk about things. So I guess this coming week we'll talk about John's pick. Well, John picked These Are the Days of Our Lives, and that is a song by Queen. And I'm going to just say a few words about the song before I let you know why John picked it. And that song is from the 1991 album Innuendo. The song was released on Freddie Mercury's 45th birthday, September 5th, 1991. It's also the last song Freddie Mercury recorded. A few short months later, he died. So Roger Taylor basically penned it, although all of Queen is credited with it. But a while ago, Roger Taylor quoted saying that he wrote that song because he was feeling in kind of a reminiscing mood. And he had known Freddie Mercury since the late 60s when they worked together at Kensington Market in London before the two of them joined with Brian May and founded Queen. The opening chorus in the song reminisces with "Those were the days of our lives," while the second chorus refers to the present, "'cause these days are our lives." And John Carroll picked a completely different reason, although somewhat similar, I guess. But he says a fair amount of soul-searching went into picking a favorite. It was a long list of candidates, he says, but the winner is Days of Our Lives. The emotional lyrics plus the Latin rhythm are very appealing. Backstory, Inga, his wife, and I have had a number of large parties over the years, requiring considerable cleanup when the guests leave. We would do this to one of our favorite CDs, such as Wagner's Highlights of the Ring of Cycle, Best of Queen, etc. When Days of Our Lives came on, we would stop and dance to the end, to end the evening. It would prompt memories of better parts of our lives and evoke warm romantic emotions. Remember when? It was a kind of finale to an evening, as well as evoking feelings of gratitude for better experiences we have shared. It is special for both of us. That is quintessential material for a favorite song. I just love this one. And John, I have been the recipient of being to some of your large parties. I hope to have a few more. And now I know it's a lot of work. So, yeah, maybe I'll stay and have a dance with Inga. That's what I'll do. Anyways, Days of Our Lives, Queen.
Sometimes I get to feeling I was back in the old days, long ago, when we were kids, when we were young. Things seemed so perfect, you know. The days were endless, we were crazy, we were young. The sun was always shining, we just lived for fun. Sometimes it seems like late, I just don't know. Rest of my life's been just a show. Those were the days of our lives. The bad things in life were so few.
Gorgeous, absolutely gorgeous. John and Inga, a couple I know that's still very young at heart. I can see you two dancing the night away to that. Thank you for sharing that, John. All righty, we're going to go on now to someone I've known for many, many years. Can you believe it? This person I've known 50-plus years. And we're going to play a song she picked. Her name is Jeannie. She's my wife. And she says 350 years ago was a grim and dreadful year. The Vietnam War raged on draining our nation of its youth. It was a time of assassinations that rocked us to our core. A generational conflict grew stronger daily. Personally, I was lost as well. Life was no longer a dance, and it was increasingly unsustainable to balance on that taut wire I felt I was treading. I longed for that place, that garden that provided a spaciousness of heart and hope and energy and gratitude and compassion. I did have choices. I made decisions and felt there was a path for me. Imagine my astonishment when in March of 1970, four brilliant musicians, Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young, dropped their new album on the airwaves, Deja Vu. It included the song Woodstock, written by another genius, Joni Mitchell. There it was, my anthem. Yes, we are stardust, and yes, we need to get back to the garden. I was so empowered by the words and the music. Every time I hear this song, she says, I'm called by its rhythm to join the 500,000 people who ventured to Woodstock for a song and celebration.
We were half a million strong. dreamed I saw the bomb and death planes riding shotgun in the sky, turning into butterflies above our nation. We are stars.
Woodstock, Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young. Thank you for sharing that, Jeannie. Now we know. Now we know why you like dabbling in our garden. And I'm glad you're in my garden. Well, we got one left. One left, folks. And that one is me. Oh, yeah. So we're going to get right to it. So picking a song is impossible. One song is impossible. Even if I asked you, adorable listener, to select your top 20, it's difficult. I left the genres open when I asked this, along with the reason it's your favorite song. And as you heard, music is a mystery that touches us all on so many levels at so many different times. Happy, sad, melancholy, the music itself, the lyrics. For many, it's a look back in time, and the song allows you to relive that moment that happened in your past. For me, I chose a song because of its lyrics. The singer was talking to me and helped me answer a difficult situation that, in the form of a song, made it crystal clear what the root cause was. When I heard the song for the first time, I was sitting in my office and I broke down in tears. From the other side of the world, in England, Paul McCartney gave me some insight. So, the song is Young Boy. The version I picked is from McCartney's archive collection. It's just him and the guitar talking to me, singing to me from his home in the UK. It's raw, full emotion, and so personal. So the song ended up on a studio album, Flaming Pie, and Steve Miller was on it doing the, I believe, electric and some acoustic guitar. But this song, he just wrote it, and he played it for, I would believe it would be Linda, And that's why it speaks to me, because there's nothing else in it. You hear him kind of tapping on the guitar to kind of keep a little rhythm going. But I'm slowly running out of time here, so we're going to try to squeeze it in here. Thank you all for listening. I'm going to play Young Boy right now, and I'll wrap it all up on the other side. Here we go.
It's just a find love. It isn't easy, nothing you can say will help him find love. He has to do it for himself, and it can take so long. To call
You've been listening to KDRT 95.7 in Davis, California. I'm your host, Peter Pastore, on Listening Lyrics. Thank you for listening. Well, thank you all again for listening. The key line there is wait until he calls you. Be there for him.